My name is Betty Urzua. I'm the director for Pilgrim's Progress Homeschool Association.
And where is your association based out of?
We hold a lot of our events and all of our classes in the Kingston area.
And how long have you been in this business of homeschooling?
I've been homeschooling for 22 years. I have 6 children. 4 of them have graduated, and I'm still working with the last 2.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Our purpose in reaching out to you today, I'm sure, is with respect to our current situation that involves a global pandemic, now broadly known as coronavirus or COVID-19. As you may be aware, we've got school systems across the country here in the United States, and for that matter, across the globe, that are shutting down major institutions in an effort to, as they say, flatten the curve with the predicted number of individuals who may contract this virus. Students are affected, schools are closed. We have some school districts that have ready-made plans to support their children, their students at home, but we've got other school districts who may not have their plans fully fleshed out. With that in mind, our purpose in speaking with you is to have you share with our listeners your experience of some things, some tips and pointers for perhaps that families can do to give their children a positive and successful learning experience at home with materials, some of which are provided by the school district, some of which parents may have to look for out on the internet and through their own means. So with that said, let's talk about what you might say to a parent who calls you in near panic about the fact that their 8-year-old child now has a laptop or a tablet the school sent home, and they don't know where to begin.
Well, one of the things that I would tell them to start with is enjoy this time. Families are so busy today running around doing errands and sports and all those different things. And this can be really a great time to come together with your family and to share these experiences. There are numerous resources online that can help with this process. A lot of parents don't feel qualified to teach certain subjects, and the internet has wonderful resources for you to access and to get those resources. If it's okay, I'd like to give my website, because I have a free page on my website that is all for homeschool links, including free homeschooling materials.
Yes.
Would it be okay to give that?
Yes, okay. Indeed.
My website is www.pilgrimsprogresshs.org. And you just want to click on my links page, and it has itemized list of all different resources for you to be able to access. And I try to update it as often as possible, which right now there's a lot more resources coming available. Scholastic has offered free classes. A lot of museums are offering virtual field trips. So there's many different resources that you can access to enjoy this time and maybe get to see some places you couldn't even see in your local area.
And I should point out that your association is nonprofit. Is that correct?
Correct. I do this as a ministry just because I believe in it. I believe in bringing families together and parents being able to pass on their values to their children.
Let's first talk about what I would like to describe as a learning space. That is carving out some space in the home where the child can be able to engage in a learning experience without interruption. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, every family is a little different. I've done it where I've had a private school room where we did school, and I've done it at the dining room table. But I find that when it comes to certain subjects like reading aloud and literature, history, it's great sometimes to just cuddle on the couch and read those books together and then discuss the topics that you do. But when it comes to like sitting down and doing like math or writing or things like that, having a place without distractions and try to limit people coming in and out, sometimes even telling your friends, like, you know, we're going to be doing academic activities during this time, so please call me after this time. So you set aside that time to focus on those educational activities.
Some students have different learning styles. Some are auditory learners, some are tactile. What resources have you had experiences with that are capable of working with different learning styles and with different age students?
You know, there are so many things out there. I'd really like to recommend a book called by Kathy Duffy. It's 101 Homeschool Resources. That book lays out by modality, what are the best resources for age, for the teachers, even helping to identify what your child's learning style is and what your teaching style is so that you can come together. Another book that's excellent that I recommend to everyone is Educating the Wholehearted Child by Clay and Sally Clarkson. And it helps you learn about learning space and creating that learning environment. And it gives you many resources that you can use just from that book and a literature book on the internet or from your own home.
When you're homeschooling, whether it be for a short period of time or for an entire school year, for example, what tips can you share with families in navigating with their local school district as well as with their state departments of education and ensuring that they stay on the right side of the number of instructional days so that their students are getting credit for what they're learning?
Yeah, a lot of these things you'll find online, but Homeschool Legal Defense, hslda.org, they provide all of the legalities for what you will need for your particular state that you live in. For Massachusetts, we need to tie in with our local school district, but HSLDA even has a form that tells you exactly how many hours are required, what subjects are required, so that you can have all of those details.
And when parents are working with their students, so let's say that they're working in a subject that they're not strong in themselves. Let's take science or math, for example. Where can they find resources to help them as parents, as instructors on the side, so to speak?
Like I said, there's so many resources online. If you were to go, the internet is filled with resources. Homeschool Buyers Co-op offers a lot of like discovery streaming for science for 30 days for free for anyone to try out. And maybe in 30 days, they'll be back in school. Or if you want to, you can subscribe and get that on a regular basis. For math, I mean, there is Khan Academy. It's not my favorite. I would recommend more like a CTC Math. And it's almost like having a private tutor in your home to teach all of your subjects to all of your students for one fee.
One area, Betty, that has always been a challenge, particularly if it's an only child studying at home, is, of course, the isolation. What are your tips and thoughts about how to keep that child connected with their school friends and community at large, particularly in this setting where we are now forced to, as they say, socially distance ourselves and shelter in place, so to speak?
This is a very unique time. Normally, I would say find your children's interest and help them to connect with people who have a shared interest. One of my sons was flying, so he did Civil Air Patrol. But during this time, it's much more difficult. There are ways that they can chat with friends, but I would recommend doing it in a monitored way because a lot of things can happen if it's unmonitored, and I want to protect the children as well. But reaching out by phone, Google Hangouts can be one way, but like I said, be there to monitor. I know a lot of kids have gaming systems, so it's almost as if their friends are in the room and they can play games with them online if that's something that you allow. Minecraft is another one that has a way that they can sort of connect with friends in a safe setting. Scrafty is a online homeschool program formulated specifically for children that like Minecraft, and it brings that into teaching science and English and history and all of the core subjects. And if your child is really into that, it's a great way for them to connect with others, have online classes, and still get all of their core academics taught.
Do you have any particular advice for parents who have children with special needs and learning disabilities?
I actually have two children with severe dyslexia and in the spectrum. I had to do things differently for them, but I had to let them understand that there was nothing wrong with them, that it's just me having to learn the way to teach them best. For those children, really making things concrete. So like if you're doing math, have actual manipulatives there so that they can build the problems. Don't just expect them to be able to like look at a number and know its value. work at the child's pace. Don't try to rush through and say, oh no, we have to get 5 lessons done this week. You need to work at the pace of the child so that they don't feel like they're failing, because that will just stunt their learning altogether. So just work at the pace of the child and help them through that. HSLDA also has special resource people available for you to call and ask questions and to get advice on that. I also offer homeschool tutoring and help to help the parents to know how to find the right materials and how to work with children and those needs on a one-on-one basis.
Betty, this has been most helpful and informative. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
You know, enjoy the time. Let it be a blessing to your family. Let you come out at the end of this having a stronger, united family. And don't let them scare you. You know, God's in control and He'll watch over you. Just make this a united time and enjoy it.
Betty Urzua, I want to thank you so much, and continued success with Pilgrim's Progress Homeschool Association.
Thank you so much, Joe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.